American Samoa's best music mix, 93KHJ. Joining us now, we want to welcome Rotary Club of Pongo Pongo. We got Talapapa Will Sword and Billy Young of the Rotary Club, both past presidents, both longtime Rotarians, and good to have you guys in studio. How's it going, Tala?
Hey, good morning, John. Glad to be here. Good morning, American Samoa. It's a lovely rainy morning, but you know, God is good, and it's a great day.
All the time. So hopefully this, the weather people said it was going to clear out by the weekend, so hopefully this time tomorrow, a little clearer skies. But you guys have done this many years. I recall some rainy days, and golf tournaments still went on, right?
I think a couple of times it's been postponed.
Well, that was like a cyclone, though.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
We're out of that, so.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, even though it's despite a rainy day, we've got tents, and we're going to be open for registration at 5:30, come hella high water.
Okay.
And things are just going to happen, and they're going to happen. And we're really happy to say that that we were finally back on the golf course. I think the whole island's been waiting for the start of our golf tournaments again. And this should be a great start. Just pray that we have decent weather enough to finish our 18 holes. But the it's a two-man tournament, you know, $300 a team. And we, you know, it should be a shotgun start, you know, and it's best ball. So it should go fairly quickly. And I know that we have specials as well, John. We have from the holes, the holes in one, we have one. Samoa Motors is sponsoring that one for a vehicle. That should go real well. And then on number 10 hole, we've got the straightest drive. So we're hoping that we get a good turnout, at least despite the weather, and make this a successful tournament.
And this tournament, of course, signature sponsor, GHC Reed, the official beverage sponsor of the Rotary Club of Pongo Pongo's golf tournament. And then our preferred communication sponsor this year is Blue Sky. And Billy, you and Joey have worked with Blue Sky to secure some nice prizes for our golfers from them, right?
Yep, that's correct, John. This year we've got Blue Sky. We'd just like to thank all our sponsors, especially GHC Reed and Olivia and her crew over there. I think we've been going for like 25 years, and they've always been our support, our major sponsor, and we really appreciate those guys. This year we've brought on Blue Sky to be our major prizes sponsor, and they've kindly agreed to that. So, yeah, welcome to them. We also have tomorrow's 5:30 is a sign-in. So, and if you haven't signed up a team, where you can bring your players in and sign up tomorrow and pay. So that's not a problem. Our group will be there waiting. We also have tomorrow's our raffle drawing, and we have our fantastic sponsors that have been supporting us so much over the years. Hawaiian Airlines is our number one prize with 110,000 miles. We've got, as usual, Neil's Ace with a refrigerator. And then our great friend, Mr. Peter Crispin, over there at the tool shop with a blower, Echo, Peter.
And a weed eater, right?
it's not a weed eater, it's an Echo.
Not a weed eater.
Okay.
And then a 50-inch TV from the our great supporters over there, Cost You Less, fantastic, Cost You Less every year. And then we have a party beverage cooler from GHC Reed. Sheriff and her group over there, so you can put your Vi Lima and your Vi Malu and your Coke inside that fridge when you win it.
No, I just got to say one thing. Just butt in here, Billy. Is this will be the last time in for a while you're going to be able to drink a keg Vi Lima. So you know, guys, show up, man, because it's going to be great. Even though they're moving their manufacturing to Fiji, they'll actually one of the good. Parts is that for me as a fisherman, they'll be bringing in cans, so you can get Vi Lima Light in cans. But the keg will be there on tomorrow, so make sure you make use of it.
All right. Yeah, Latitude always does a good job bringing out the beverages. And then apart from just the Vi Lima, they also have the soft drinks for non-drinkers, not non-adult beverages. What, you got Coke, Diet Coke, Fanta. And then the Vi Malu water, too, right?
Yeah, the best water on the island.
There you go. So that's, again, from the official beverage sponsor of the Rotary Club Pongo Pongo's Golf Tournament, GHC Reed, your family of fine beverages. And then another one, I don't know if you touched on this, did you hit the Hawaiian Air Miles?
Yep. Okay. Yep. Hawaiian Air has always been our major raffle sponsor. A lot of people enjoyed those 110,000 miles that they give us every year. Thank you very much, Hawaiian Air. I know it's been a rough couple of years for Hawaiian coming in, but hopefully we get back to normal and we can all enjoy those flights out of here.
And that's 110,000 miles. It's basically a round trip to Honolulu,
right? Yeah, basically
a
round trip, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Right.
So, yeah, that works. That's the major raffle prize, and then you got a bunch of other nice ones, too.
And that'll be drawn around about, usually around about 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock, when all the golfers are finished.
Okay.
And then we'll be having the small raffle prizes as well.
And then you guys hook up breakfast and lunch, too, for the golfers, right?
Yep. This year, Sadie's is doing the lunch, and then the Rotarians will be having, all the Rotarians are bringing sandwiches and all sorts of nice stuff.
Nice stuff for breakfast.
So yeah, nice stuff for breakfast.
Come at 5:30, enjoy a little coffee and some fellowship with everyone.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
They will put you out there on an empty stomach.
Yeah, so
nope.
So a lot of our funding goes to our projects, right, Billy?
Yeah, all the 100% of the funding goes to all our projects. We've got a new crew in with Kat. Kat Mariner's our new president, so she has a whole slate of projects this year that we're going to get into. But some of the major ones that every year, we always support Hope House, our support of the Pala Lagoon. It's been a tough couple of years for the Pala Lagoon, like everybody else. So Rotary's continually helping them out until they can get on their own two feet. So hopefully that's one of our major projects. And also we're very excited to partner with the Rotaractors and also with the government to build a new playground. So that's one of our major...
Where's your playground going to go? Have you figured that out yet?
They're still deciding, but it's basically going to be where the other one is right now and improve that. And I think we're going to build a whole new one.
By the tennis courts.
That was a Bill Maxey thing, wasn't it? He would help with those, right?
Bill Maxey. Well, it was...
I remember Bill ordered a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, he would order them.
All of Rotarians would put it in.
Because I remember Montessori asked for one, and he was kind of the guy that... Well, Alice asked for it because our kids went there, and then Bill kind of got the ball rolling on all that.
And plus, that was always a... in those days, Rotarians were a lot younger, and we got some good photos of them wearing short shorts in those days. Peter Crispin and Maxey in their short
Rob
shorts.
Rob sent me a, this is from the 90s, the bed races at Lions Park, and Rotary fielded a team, and
that used to be
Rob running out there in his Daisy Dukes.
That used to be one of our
key fundraisers.
Key fundraisers, along with, I think, with the Lions Club as well, though.
Yes, it was one of those partnerships that we had with the other NGOs to raise funds for.
Yeah, that was always fun.
Everyone. Yeah, don't forget we also support strongly the Shriners and the Lions Clubs. The Shriners are a little depleted on people, but I know we Rotary also funds them as well as show up and support this, at least for the good of the community. I'll tell you what. You know, Lions and Shriners also do a great job in their fields as well. You know, the Shriners, helping the kids that need that help, medical help off island, and we're big supporters of that. A lot of this goes to that as well.
Yeah, and I'd just like to say, to all those people out there, business community, if you want to give back to the community, come join one of these community service organizations, Rotary, Lions, and give back and help out. It's a great fellowship, and you can do some good back to the community.
That goes with our mantra at Rotary. It's service above self. That's really important to keep in mind. If you don't, even in the United States of America, if you don't have volunteers, Minutemen were volunteers, nothing gets done. And it's important for all of us, even though we go about our daily lives, that we remember those that are in need, and we should spend a little time. God gave us time to help those that are in need, and these service organizations are a great way to do it.
And the golf tournament kind of helps you guys fund these different projects
It is one of our two major fundraisers for the year. It's golf and our Christmas trees. And you know, we also donate to any regional things that happen, and for people, for hurricanes, people don't have money. We send it to the other Rotary clubs, and they distribute it to the communities. We have a budget for that. It's not much. A lot of our money that we raise goes to our community here in American Samoa.
Yeah. Sure. This year we gave $5,000 to the Tongan, directly to our Rotary Club in Tonga to help out. And this is the second and third time that we've helped them out. I think the last time was during the hurricane that they had there. So we've partnered with them. And it's great because we have Rotary clubs on all the other islands. So whenever something happens, we always help each other. You know, we've donated to Samoa, we've donated to Fiji. So it's a great organization. We've also helped, I think a couple of, if you remember, we also helped out with the telephone that we had for when they had the earthquake in Indonesia, that
right.
Major one.
The tsunami, yes.
Yeah, well, I think we helped raise over $100,000 for that. So, you know, there's a lot that we do. So come, if you're interested, come join the Rotary Club or come join Lions.
Or just buy a raffle ticket.
Oh, yeah, buy a raffle ticket, yeah.
You guys still got some raffle tickets?
Yeah, we still got raffle tickets. So if you buy the golf course tomorrow, anytime, pop in, say hi, and pick up a raffle ticket.
Even buy a team, even if you're not too late. And remember, it's the best ball, so you don't have to be the top golfer, Phil Mickelson, to play, you know. You just find somebody like Phil Mickelson to play with you.
Right. You get a ringer on your team, and he can pick up your slack.
Or someone like Moy.
Right. By the way, that's who you call for raffle tickets and team sponsorships. Tala, you mentioned that. Can you still get a team in if you want?
Yep. Yeah.
Yes, you can.
You can even walk in tomorrow. Like I said, you can walk in as long as you pay your team. We can sign you up tomorrow.
All right. So $300 per two-person team, and you're basically opening up around 5:30, and you'll have everybody out there a little before 7?
Hopefully starting at 6:30, as soon as it's light.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 6:30 then.
Yep.
Very good. All right. Well, this is the rescheduled Rotary Club of Pongo Pongo Golf Tournament. You guys usually do this in Feb, but pandemic kind of set us back a little bit. And so here we are starting out July and getting this handled, huh?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John, for
support our president, too, Madam President Kat Mariner. We want to wish her and her board all the best.
And we'd like to thank 93KHJ, too. Great supporter.
Oh, we love you guys. Plus, we're all Rotarians anyway, so kind of don't have a choice, right? All right, we'll see you guys out there tomorrow. Talapapa, Will Sword, and Billy Young, past presidents of the Rotary Club of Pongo Pongo.